Well, here's the question. Can you answer it? Ever wonder why the president has a cabinet? Why there's such thing as, well, trial by jury? My next guest comes to the rescue with, well, the answers and more. We talk about the Constitution Decoded, a guide to the document that shapes our nation, author Katie Kennedy. Well, to answer those questions and more. Good morning to you, Katie.
Good morning.
Thank you for you and, of course, the work you do and have done teaching college history, American government, for at least 30 years. And I understand you once caught your then 9-year-old daughter sneak reading the Constitution under the covers with a flashlight.
I did, and it was late, and she was supposed to be asleep. But then what do you do, right? It's hard to tell the kid, that she has to go to sleep. And I suggested maybe it was time to go to bed, but she said, Article 1 has some really good stuff, Mom. And so I just let her read, because she's right.
Well, I dare ask if that daughter's gone into politics.
She hasn't, but we still expect it.
Here we are. Katie, let's talk about the work, obviously, on a very timely basis, the Constitution Decoded. Before I get into some of your guides, how many of us really know what the Constitution's all about, and should we be knowing?
Oh, absolutely. We don't really have, we often ignore the Constitution's text itself as we talk about the writing of the Constitution, the period of the American Revolution and the early Republic and the historical background. And I love history and I teach history, and that's important stuff. But we seldom really talk about what the Constitution itself says. And we found with the book that a lot of parents, especially homeschooling right now, but also teachers older people are taking a peek at it because it's hard to remember, even if you did study it.
Sure.
Some time ago.
Your format is such that it does break it down for kids ages 10 to 14, but as you mentioned, we adults need a refresher as well. So this is a guide to the document that shapes our nation. Just to take me back in history, as you alluded, pretty much this was such that our founding fathers brought this to our attention, and it stays current today?
The Constitution was the second crack at forming a governing document after the Articles of Confederation, and the founders, the framers of the Constitution, weren't actually supposed to write a new document. They were supposed to tinker with the Articles the Articles of Confederation and make them better, and they did, but they really wrote a whole new document and lots of compromises,
Nice. Let's ask the answer to the question we'll find. Why does the president have a cabinet?
Well, the idea is to give the president, the cabinet is formed of the heads of various agencies. So you have the Secretary of State in there, and then the head of the Department of what was originally War or Defense now, and so on, to give advice to the president. Sometimes to bully the president, depending on what's going on, there can be some pretty sharp disagreements. Trying to make sure that the president hears the advice of the heads of all of the cabinet agencies, because the executive branch isn't just the president. There are tens of thousands of people in the executive branch, all sorts of different agencies, multi-layered, complicated kind of thing. And the president is supposed to see that the laws that Congress passes are executed, that these laws are faithfully executed. One person can't do that. So it takes a huge bureaucracy to get that done.
Katie, the book contains fun illustrations that I know bring America's early days to life. Give me an example.
Yeah. Do you mean the actual illustrations that Ben Kirchner wrote?
What's a picture I'll want to go right to?
Sure. Ben Kirchner is a wonderful illustrator. He's also English, so I looked carefully to make sure he didn't slip some horns under George Washington at some point, if something like that. He's drawn the states with little feet. I think they're so cute. There's an example of state of Idaho holding some flowers in one hand and a marriage license in the other, and looking blissfully happy. They've got little feet on it. And so fun illustrations like that. And that's illustrating the page where states have to give full faith and credit to other states' actions. So, for example, if you get married in Kentucky, or in this case, you get married in Idaho, and you move to Massachusetts, you're still married. You know, that marriage license is still valid in another state. So lots of fun illustrations throughout the book.
Katie,
and we tried to bring in, you know, diverse characters from American history, George Washington, Sojourner Truth, lots of different people.
Thank you for that. There are also Constitution in Action sections, I see.
Yeah, put in a little sort of sidebars to talk about things like executive privilege, for example, some issues that are not within the text of the Constitution itself, but really directly to it, things that we want to talk about. The area in Yellowstone Park where you could commit a murder and couldn't go to trial because they couldn't come up with a jury. Something that Michigan State University professor Brian Colt pointed out to us, and that there's an area that you couldn't come up with a constitutional jury. So we have a Constitution in Action box on that.
Lastly, is the goal to give readers, young and old, the knowledge they need to be active, engaged citizens these days?
Yeah, and simply to know what the Constitution says. People go around all the time saying they have a constitutional right to, you know, the last piece of pie or various things. And, you know, sometimes it's humorous, but sometimes people really don't understand the document. I think that is a problem. And we want to give people the tools so that if they want to, they can understand it and make it fun, you know, make it colorful, make it bright, and make the we have the text of the translation on the left-hand page, and on the right-hand page, I put it into plain language, something that's easier to understand, and tried to lop off some of James Madison's passive voices that have given us some problems.
Not only for the kids from 10 to 14, but the adults as well. The Constitution Decoded, a guide to the document that shapes our nation. Katie Kennedy, how do we find out more information?
Well, The book is available any place you can get a book, Barnes & Noble, Powell's, Amazon, always, you know, your indie local bookstore. And a lot of people have deals on shipping these days, so you don't have to leave home.
Get your history done now. Teach it to the little ones. Thank you, Katie, for your time. The Constitution Decoded. Take care.